are live, and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com or wherever the fuck you are listening or watching this. May it be YouTube or one of the Facebook pages. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Tom, how's it going? Been a while, guy. Okay? Been a while.
Has it?
No, not at all.
Oh, all right then.
It's not. But how has your week been, Tom?
I don't know, Joe. It was filled with trying to get things done, and I don't know if I did. And weather changes and whatnot really kicked me in the dick. Yesterday I was like, oh yeah, my sinuses are kind of fucked up. They're pretty fucked up, bud. They're pretty fucked up. So we'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully it's something simple like the
cheers.
Or just sinuses. Or yeah. You got any vodka in that?
No, sir.
Good. Good. Take it easy. Let your body recuperate, Tom.
Yeah, I definitely got something, that's for sure. It looks like I've got sperm in my eye. So how are you, Joe?
I'm all right, Tom. It was a pretty much busy week of trying to get things done. And weather changes, you know, things like that. Driving, a little bit of driving.
Where'd you drive to?
I drove to Houston, Texas this weekend for the horror market pop-up that was held at the Raven Tower from our good friends at the Houston Horror Film Fest. So this was another one of their pop-ups. And I gotta say, as busy as I've been, or as much shit as I've been trying to do, I was not looking forward to attending. You know, I didn't want to drive. You know, I didn't want to spend all that time in the car. Because it's cold. And my vehicle doesn't have a heater. So, you know, looking at the weather forecast, it's like, okay, Sunday, it's supposed to be a nice day. It's supposed to be sunny and not that cold. But yeah, that wasn't the case. It was fucking windy. It was cold. You know, it's, you know, Texas cold, but for us, as we've discussed, that's fucking cold. And I thought,
it's not good when it's 78 the day before.
Yeah. I thought nobody would show up because it was cold. There was cloud cover all day. But people did. People ended up turning out. So, Scott, Tony, all the rest of the crew, hey man. You guys have created a following for this thing, and that's badass. It's good that even in shit weather like this, that you can draw a pretty good crowd. So that's a testament to you guys' hard work and ability to spread the word. So I had a decent show. You know, I made some money. So hey, Juan, you're gonna end up getting your bonus after all.
Christmas spirit.
It is. It's a Christmas spirit.
You people celebrate Christmas, right?
Some people do. I don't know. Wait, I just eat tamales. But yeah, there's that. So thanks to everybody that came by the table and came just to say hi or whatever, or you bought something. Well, but thanks. We'll see you guys next year. So I'm not headed back to Houston until then. That was it. Today, the sun was shining bright for the drive home, but it was still fucking cold.
it was really cold.
Yeah. The drive home was not fun. And there was a shitload of traffic for some reason, but fuck it. I got home.
What time did you take off?
Later than I wanted, because I ended up not waking up until like 8 o'clock, 8:30. Me and Danny went to go eat. Had a few beers, but as soon as we got back, as soon as I laid down, I was out. Which that's
I thought you meant in the morning before
No,
I was like, what?
No, I got up, got dressed, and got going.
Gotcha.
But I wanted
what to fucking eat. Breakfast place is serving beer at 8?
There's places. But
the
no.
kind of establishment you'd like to frequent.
But couldn't do that.
Places.
Right, exactly. Pretty rough stuff. But yeah, I don't think I'm getting sick or anything. But
whoa.
Oh, bless
whoa.
You.
Maybe. Maybe. No, I mean, yeah.
Glad I am. I am.
Yeah.
So here we are, Joe.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. And as it was a busy week last week, I really didn't have time to watch much of anything. I got one movie that I watched, and that's it.
Yeah,
so you're
going
to have to fill up this dead space with all the films you watched.
Hey, speaking of dead space, you got any t-shirts?
For Dead Space, the movie?
Wasn't that the fucking...
Based on the video game?
Based on the cosplay.
Dead Space cosplay. Oh, no, that wasn't that.
What? Oh, it wasn't?
No, that was from... Wasn't that a Resident Evil? I think so.
I do not. I think specifically said Dead Space. You were just like, oh, I made a shirt of that that nobody fucking buys.
No, I don't know. No.
Fuck.
You make me look up shit on my own site that I don't remember.
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions. God damn it, Joe, don't look it up. I watched Fear Farm 2. That's Farm with a PH. Do you remember me talking about Fear Farm 1, Joe?
Vaguely.
It's a movie about a haunted attraction that has a haunted maze, and they snatch people up and make skin cream out of their skin. And this one starts out like 15 years ago. The guy who's running the Fear Farm, if you will, his wife's like a scientist, and she's like, oh, I found the cure, but we need to harvest human beings and shit. And he's all a pussy, like, I don't think I can do it. And then 15 years later, he fucking grew a southern accent. He's trying to be all mean and evil. Let's get him, boys, and shit like that. But they're in fucking California, so I don't know how that shit happens. But you'd think instead of like setting up tents at places like the Houston Horror Film Festival pop-up market and selling their skin cream, they would like sell their fucking shit to some pharmaceutical company, you know, some place where the money is.
Right.
And after I was thinking about that, it all like kind of fell apart. Like the point of this movie is like, oh, we need to... The Japanese investors, they're coming, so we got to get this good for them. So it's either telling me they think Japanese people are fucked up and will go along with this kind of harvesting human shit for skin cream. And in that case, they should have picked the Chinese. But yeah, this one just didn't do it for me. The last one was alright. This one had a lot of fucking CG kills and shit in it. And it was just a lot more annoying. Like, they make sure to tell you this is in California, but the guy, he looks like a fucking... he looks Brian Peck, Brian Peck-esque, if we can use that. Term, he's all talking like this, we gonna get him. They're like riding horseback. It's fucking, if you watch the first one and you like it, then I mean, check this one out. But I can't recommend this to anybody. This was just a very annoying movie.
Is this part of the trilogy? Is this the second part?
This is the second part. I don't know if there's a third one. If there is, I'll watch it, because fuck me.
Like, how low budget is this?
I mean, it's all right.
I mean, you said they got a horse, so they had to have
horses. They've got two horses, Joe. They've got two, and they're both rid at the same time. It's not like they needed a backup horse just in case one of them broke a leg or some shit. But they had the horses. They had a person of questionable gender playing one of the roles, so good for them. It's progressive.
Yeah. Right? That's good. It's good to have be inclusive.
There was a lady. She just had one of those, you know, those people haircuts.
Yeah.
So she was I don't know, dude.
Wearing a work shirt?
No. She was dressed up like Hawkeye. And I say that just because she was running around with a bow and arrow and shit. I don't know, dude. It was just a very annoying movie. And the humor wasn't there. Kind of like what I'm doing right now. But I don't know. It really wasn't worth the shit. Which kind of sucks because I thought the first one was all right. So I was just like, oh yeah, good. They made a second one. I'll check them.
Just so you just couldn't capture that magic again, Tom.
Hell no, lightning's hard to catch in the bottle.
It is,
get
in
it
a
that
jar.
First time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now excuse me while I blow my nose into a paper towel because I'm a man. And it would have been shop rags, but I don't have any in here.
Rags in a box. Oh, there's some fucking horror for you. I watched We Need to Do Something. Fuck.
You're gonna puke now?
No.
Okay.
I may switch from Dr. Pepper to beer though now. We Need to Do Something is about a family that goes into the bathroom after, because there's a big ass storm coming, you know, possible, I don't know, tornado warnings, whatever. But that's supposed to be the safe place you go to, right? The bathroom?
With no windows.
Right.
A place with no windows.
Right. Which they discover because they are now trapped in the bathroom the next day, like something's blocking the door. You know, like shit got destroyed, but they're in a...
Everything but the bathroom.
It's a pretty spacious bathroom. Biggest one I've ever seen. It's not like a fucking restaurant or bar or anything. It's also
a kitchenette.
Very ugly. You know, it's got like some greenish, pinkish tile. So it's not, I don't know, it's not something you'd want in your house, I guess. But the spaciousness, yes. But that's it. They're trapped in there. And it's kind of boring for the first half of the movie. And I stuck with it because I know the guy that wrote the book that it's based on. And haven't read the book, though, because it got picked up and adapted pretty quick. I don't know how he finagled that or what went on behind the scenes there. But in the middle of the movie, it takes like a weird twist that involves like witchcraft and monsters. Maybe, Tom.
Is it us?
We are the monsters. Yeah. But the thing about this movie that got me is the dad character. Like, he just starts to lose it. You know, he just starts fucking cussing and punching the door and just like fucking goes on like a 5-minute cussing rant. And it's just like, wow, that reminded me so much of myself. You know, when I'm doing things like trying to fix the dryer or stuff like that, you know, it's...
Did you have to fix a dryer recently?
I did.
What happened? I thought you just did that.
I had replaced the heating element, and then this time the belt broke. So I had to replace the belt, and you have to take the whole front off to slip in the belt. But the pulley mechanism is in the back of the dryer, and you have a space that's maybe... There's a hole in the back that's about half the size of a computer screen that you have to finagle your arms in there and move the belt around. You also can't see shit in there. It was a lot of cussing. A lot of fucking cussing involved in. A lot of fucking scratches on my arms and shit, because that stuff's all sharp. And It's stupid, very stupidly constructed. Like, hey, put another fucking panel there that you can get to the back of this shit instead of making it one whole thing with only the front. Anyway, yeah. So they're trapped in there. Maybe there was some witchcraft involved. But something's fucked up. Something's fucked up. A snake, a rattlesnake comes in, you know. They're fucking starving. The dad's an alcoholic, you know. And
he's an alcoholic?
Because he's got nothing to nothing to drink, you know, which I understand. Like I said, I felt I really related to this character, you know. Just, he, like, he's losing it, wants to kill his family, you know. Like, I get it. So yeah, the second half of the movie I really, really enjoyed, but it's not for everybody. It's not a movie that's going to give you answers. You know, you gotta puzzle and ponder this out on your own. And if you don't like that shit, well, fuck you.
Well, all right. I hope this question will be answered, Joe. Did they eat the snake?
Yes.
Ooh. So did they eat the whole snake?
No.
No, some of them didn't eat the butthole.
No.
Good.
Because it's a rattle, you see. You would just keep that for making music.
Did they?
No.
Oh, fuck. They probably ate it, though, didn't they?
No, I don't think they ate the rattle. They did eat the tongue of something.
So this was a Mexican family trapped in the bathroom then?
Fucking lengua, man. That shit's good.
It's always nice going to the market and seeing stacks of fucking cow tongue there with, like, little lettuce around it for cards.
But no, it wasn't a Mexican family because there wasn't a bunch of crosses on the walls like the Virgin Mary.
Those are crucifixes, Joe.
No, they're just crosses with, like, fucking costume beads and shit stuck on them.
I see.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I watched.
Would recommend.
I don't know, you know, not to everybody. I know you wouldn't dig it, but I think you would get a kick out of the dad. He's fucking great.
I can just watch you talk about fixing your fucking
I'll film myself fixing something next time. You know, it'll be like an anti fucking YouTube tutorial.
You know? No, so it'd be a TikTok video.
Yeah, I guess.
Trying to stay hip with the children.
That's right. Music and everything.
I understand. Hey, speaking of music, everybody get ready. 2022, we're going to put cum in your fucking ears. So get ready.
It's coming.
It's
going to
be lit. We're going to set you on fire. So get your ass ready.
It is coming your way. Yeah. A concept album, as they say.
They do. And we're going to have fucking producers, the likes of fucking big time millionaire stars.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
All of them.
A lot of money, a lot of time, and most importantly, a lot of effort is going to go into this. So get ready.
Y'all ain't going to know what's going to hit you. Something like that.
It's gonna be like you shitting in your own hand and then throwing it at your fucking face. You're not even gonna know what the fuck. So get ready. Get those $10 bills plus shipping ready.
Plus shipping, yes.
Only accepting cash.
Unless you want a limited signed edition, and that's gonna be different. That'll come with like
$8.
11x17 poster.
A print, as some would call it in the industry.
That's the optimum size that that a fucking mass-producing printer makes at a reasonable cost.
It is.
Pretty fucking cheap, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. So,
don't buy prints.
Get that money ready. It's all we're asking for.
Save. Save now.
No digital formats.
No diggity.
Mm-hmm. Back it up. So, Joe...
Yeah, you know me. Huh?
No. What?
Huh?
You ever see that fucking movie Frailty?
Yes, I have seen that fucking movie Frailty.
Bring it up from time to time here.
I like it.
Do you?
I do.
Have you watched it in a while?
It's been a few years.
Sing yeah. it. Sing it. How it's long been... is it? Fuck yeah. Do you remember Powers Booth being in it?
Powers Booth. Yes. He's a cop, right?
Okay, yeah, I didn't remember he was in it. So when I rewatched this, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then, it was a pretty good show.
It is.
It was pretty good.
This.
He did. Which I watched the special features and shit. And he just came off a little too Hollywood, if you will. But that aside, it was still a good movie. It's a really good, fine movie. And I think if the marketing and poster art was a little better, people probably would have saw this fucking thing.
Yeah, the poster didn't sell it.
You can't even tell that's supposed to be fucking Matthew McConaughey on it.
Right.
Just looks like some Puerto Rican guy or some Spaniard, if you will.
But also, some guy sent you a link and said, like, they should have done this. And,
yeah, it wasn't much better.
No, they shouldn't have done that.
You just need the tree stump with the axe and the gloves on there.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be good with that.
Yeah, good flick. Yeah, it has been a while since I've seen it. But I think I remember watching the behind the scenes. There was one fucking thing building a scene. It was just like making the rain. That's all it was.
Oh, constructing a scene courtesy of the Sundance Channel.
There you go.
I didn't watch that.
Well, that's all it is.
It's just some guy standing over with that stupid green plastic watering bucket you get at Lowe's. Fucking pricks. But yeah, it's all good shit. If you haven't seen it, Bill Paxton plays the father of these two young kids whose mother died giving birth to the youngest of the kid. They're like a normal family, I want to say 70s, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
But most of the flashbacks are, because it's Matthew McConaughey talking to Powers Booth, saying he knows who the God's Hand Killer is. And he's just, Powers Booth's an FBI agent. Matthew McConaughey just walks into his office all shoveled, dirt disheveled and shit. So, aw shit, someone's getting smashed. So, just in the middle of the night, what's his nuts? Dad, they don't give him a name, it's just Dad. He goes into his son's room, he's like, hey, God, talk to me. He said our purpose is to kill demons, and he's going to give us a list and some weapons and shit. And the youngest is like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. This is great, and I got a shitty accent. And the fucking older kid's like, what?
We're doing what now?
And it just goes from there. It's really good. It's very minimalistic. It looks kind of fucking not great, but I did watch it on the original DVD. So I think this one could use a new restoration and a shitty slipcover so people will actually see it. But I'd recommend it for sure.
Yeah, it's a good flick. Paxton, he's great in it. He really sells the... Yeah, you know, this is the Lord telling us to do it. These are our weapons right here, you know? It's like, blessed by God. All right, you crazy fuck.
But, it's a testament of what a good script and good actors can get you. Because that's about all this has.
Yeah, it's definitely not a movie that was made on a huge budget. I mean, they had enough money. But
I think it was like $38.
Yeah, that's, you know, at times that seems like a lot. You know, you can buy a lot of juice with that shit.
I've been tanking this motherfucker, dude.
See that? You got a backup?
No, I don't.
No?
Slow down there, cowboy.
Yeah, you can eat some of that shit tomorrow.
Now I'll just go get more tomorrow.
Okay.
Be like half-breed, spread the virus and shit. Yeah. Shout out to you if you get that reference.
I ain't wearing no mask.
Mm-mm. Oh, fuck. So, Frailty would recommend. And I would fucking love if one of these boutique companies would legit do a fucking nice transfer of the shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it, you know, but it would be nice if that happens. I'm okay with my DVD.
I mean, the original DVD has like 3 commentary tracks, a making of, and some other shit on it, so it's a solid release. It just doesn't look as good as it probably could. I'm gonna say the Blu-ray is just a DVD transfer, even though I've never seen it, but I think it's just a transfer of the
That's usually DVD a safe bet. Blu-ray.
Yeah. Because it is a Lionsgate release. I guess it would just be that Vestron video label that would release it since it's a Lionsgate thing.
Oh, then it would be cheap and maybe I would buy it.
Ha ha! Ben, you done fucked yourself over like I'm gonna get it. You're right. Right. I was that little kid from Frailty.
Shivers. I'll take it.
Damn, man. My buddy bought that off me. And I was just like, dude, just do this much. He's like, no, that's all right. And just sent me more money than it was even at the store. I was like,
just
go
to Walmart.
Yeah. Thanks, Mikey. Anyways, go watch Frailty. Or don't. I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
You ready to roll in and bite something?
Rolling. Oh, fuck. Critters Attacks. I went today to the theater and watched this. For you fans of the old Critters movies, the previous 4 we talked about, this one has the same logo.
And Dee Wallace Stone is in it.
Right. Playing a different character. Not the character she played before. Maybe them getting sued for using that character. Hmm. This was what? Made by the Sci-Fi Channel?
I think... I can't remember. I know this and the... what's it called? The web series was getting made at the same time. But I watched it when it came out, and if you remember me saying, oh yeah, I think this one was pretty good. Sorry, it's not. But I forgot a lot about the making and stuff of both these things. I think this was, one of them was in South America or some shit. I think they shot it. And the Chiodos didn't have anything to do with the monsters and shit. And you can tell... not saying that the critters and shit look bad, they just don't look like the classic critters that you're used to. It's definitely a different artist take on the monster.
Yeah, we're introduced to a girl.
The Yeti critter. From To Catch a Yeti.
A girl Holy critter shit. That looks like, what were those toys? Is it Furby?
A Furby without the fucking beak.
Yeah, so that's like what this flesh thing looks like. Beak.
That's the queen crite.
Is
it's
it?
Not just a lady, that's the queen.
Because I fell asleep at some point here. And I woke up and I thought, oh, let me go back and see what I missed. I'm like, nah, you know what, I'm good. But yeah, I thought it was just like critters that eat and they were all trying to fuck her or something.
Well, I guess if she's the queen, right, that's kind of...
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what queens do. They get fucked, I think. I don't know. I don't live in Britain.
So what's this one about, Joe?
This one is about a girl that wants to go to college, Tom.
Not just any girl, Joe.
No. A young lady that delivers sushi. She wants to go to college, so her sushi days will be behind her. That's it. That's all it's about.
That's it. It's a coming of age story.
Right. Along the way, she gets some odd jobs, you know, like babysitting or, you know, like, you know, when you babysit, you might as well take your brother along with you. The craters, the crites, they're back. They're back and they're eating people, you know, these are all pretty much handheld puppets, you know. Yeah, that's it. They kill some park rangers. They kill some... I don't know. This one, I read, it was released as unrated or rated R. And this one, I think, has less violence than the other movies, for sure.
Hey, Joe, you do me a favor? Why don't you try and pronounce Tomas' last name?
Who's Tomas?
Why don't you have a look over and...
Let's see. The Fly. Kirkquah.
Bush.
Yeah. I don't think it was a bad movie. It's just not something I give a fuck about.
Because you're not a child.
Right. I think it's a perfect movie for, like, if you've got a kid just getting into horror that's maybe like 8-9 years old. You know, this is one of those movies. It's a good starter movie. Unlike us, that started watching like real fucked up shit right at 8 or 9. But fuck it. It was different. We were tougher back then. Not a bunch of pussies like the world is now. But anyway, Critters Attacks would be perfect for your little youngins.
Yeah, I would say watch the other ones first. This one, I think, is a little more adult because there is a little bit more carnage. The exploding critters at the end's pretty cool when they get shot, but yeah, there was still, again, I don't know what the fuck movie I saw before or why I thought it was all right, because it's not. I just don't give a fuck, Joe.
This movie also, like, I share the sentiment that the bagpipes are a piece of shit. That's like the dumbest fucking instrument ever. It just sounds horrible.
Well, that's just because you're a racist.
Maybe.
Oh, I mean, heritage. I'm Team Mike. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm a friend of the Mixter.
Yeah, well, I think that's a different nationality.
No, it's the
but
same
I'm not
shit.
A racist like you.
All those red-headed crackers, it's all the same shit. They're all potato eating fucks, Joe.
Yeah, potatoes are good, huh?
Boiled, fried, don't fucking matter. As long as they're potatoes.
Yeah.
Joe, no.
Are we done with the Critters movies?
That's
now?
What I was gonna say, Joe. It's up to you, because I really don't give a fuck. We can go to the web series and just watch that all in one thing because it makes up the length of a movie. Or we can fucking crumple that shit up, throw it over our shoulders, and move on to the next shit.
Yeah, crumple that shit up then.
Peace out, Critters. Didn't give a fuck. Joe, how about you?
I may watch that space one again at some point, but the rest, I'm good. I'm good, you know?
How would you rank them?
4, 2, 1, 3, attack.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4. Probably the same. No, 4, 1, 2, 3 attack. So we got those switched around. But yeah, I forgot who I was talking to at the pop-up market. But they were just like, oh man, you don't like Critters? I was like, no, not really. But I didn't see them when I was a kid. I think you'd have to be like... to like these movies, you'd have to see them when you were a kid. It's like, oh, I love them. I love them. It's like, did you see them when you were a kid? Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's definitely a nostalgia factor there. And
which I can understand, because they are kids' movies.
There is a lot of critter shit out there.
And a lot of people make critter shit and sell it at shows, and they always fucking...
I used to sell a lot of shirts, and then that screen tore on me, and I haven't redone it, so...
Just like a tight man's anals.
Well, it's gotta be tight for the screen.
If it ain't tight, it's loose.
It ain't right.
Oh, okay.
You gotta work on those lyrics, Tom.
I will.
Alright.
I will. I'm trying.
We're at the pop-up. The pop-up.
Woo! Excuse me.
That's just a little preview for y'all.
So, I know what we're doing next.
Okay.
And you know what we're doing next.
Yes.
But they don't know what we're doing next.
Fuck them.
So tune in next week when you find out what new whatever we're gonna start.
Keep you rubes in anticipation.
Enjoy. So, Joe, you ready to swing into another meh issue with Stan Lee and his bullshit overdramatic story arcs that no one gives a fuck about?
I certainly do not give a fuck about Amazing Spider-Man number 93.
This one's for you, Stan Lee.
Wait a minute. One more thing. Hope you're feeling better. Critters Attacks was written by Scott Lobdell, who was a writer for the X-Men for quite a while. Liked the X-Men shit.
And then he moved to Montana and opened a pillow company for Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think that's Scott Lobdell.
Same thing. Wow. Not quite, but anyway. Yeah.
Extra residue on that one.
Spider-Man's, or Peter Parker, I should say, finally decides to go catch up with Gwen after her father had been, had died. You know, you don't think, hey, maybe I should visit my girlfriend and see how she's doing with her, with her dad dying. But no, he's an asshole. He's just been swinging around. He does go to talk to her. And it's a good thing, too, because she got a call from her Uncle George, who lives in England.
How do you think that call went?
I don't know what the international line sounded like at the time, but I imagine it was kind of bright.
Hello?
Do you think this guy talks with a British accent?
That's what you were supposed to.
I don't think he does, because
he adopted it, so nobody would know he's a filthy fucking foreigner, right?
All
right.
Did you know, Tom, that in England they call a flashlight a torch?
You know what they call cigarettes?
Fags.
Whoa, I gotta go.
They're very insensitive people.
You know what they call pork meatballs?
Dinner.
Don't look it up. Okay. The British are fucked.
They are. But still, she's thinking, yeah, maybe I will go leave with them. But Peter, hey, she's going to leave. I love you, Gwen. I love you. What a prick. Throw that out there when she's trying to make some major life decisions. She says, I love you too. I love you almost as much as I hate Spider-Man's. Oh, shit. Yeah, she hates Spider-Man, so he kind of dumps her again. I don't fucking know. Hey, but fuck it, the Prowler is depressed because he thinks Spider-Man's tricked him into helping him kill Captain Stacy. So he's gonna throw on his old Prowler suit and go and find Spider-Man's, and he says, now I can beat him because I'm more experienced now. I don't know how he got this experience, He ain't been doing shit, just sitting around washing windows. Hobie Brown, that's the Prowler. Hobie Brown. But it's, they fight, whatever. He falls through an elevator shaft or some bullshit. Spider-Man finds him, takes him to the hospital, and thinks, that's it. I gotta go tell Gwen what's going on.
Wish I had a lady who cared about me.
Oh, I do. Wait a minute. Let me go tell her I'm Spider-Man once I iron all this shit out. But now, fuck it. She already left to England. Fuck you. Fuck you, Peter Parker.
Oh, she's at the airport. You better go catch her.
What is this, every Hallmark movie ever?
Mm-hmm. Running through the airport. Plane just left, sir. He's walking with that fucking slow walk with his head held down out of the airport.
Spider-Man no more again.
I've got the worst life ever. Yeah, this issue sucks, like most of them.
Sure does, Joe.
We're edging up on every 100, though.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Buscema's art in this, he did his own inks. It doesn't look good.
Ah. much of it has, don't you
know?
Not much of it has. Well, I just want to apologize for this week's list. At the time, I thought it would be something different. It's not. It's a lot of the same shit. Some of the stuff on here, I'm not even sure if it pertains, Joe. This was not an easy one to go back and do and try and remember things. Especially when your brain's encased in a liquid barrier of alcohol that's just sloshing around in your fucking skull. That's okay. We'll get through this, and I know you'll have a much better one for next week.
All right.
You got the length of a list to think of one. So, Joe, you like lists?
I do. Sometimes. So, Tom's great idea this time was movies where someone gets shot, but it doesn't kill them. They survive getting shot. I came up with some honorable mentions for this list, including Goodfellas. Joe Pesci kills the waiter, or shoots the waiter kid in the foot. The kid lives. Until next time Joe Pesci shoots him. And then he dies. Then I have Forrest Gump. Because in Forrest Gump, he gets shot in the ass.
No, he doesn't.
Or the buttocks. Forrest Gump likes to call the ass.
Because he's a nice man.
Yep. Bam, bam. Then I have Easy Money, where Rodney Dangerfield's daughter's Mexican boyfriend shoots him in the ass accidentally.
Because he's an ass man. Mm-hmm. Bam, bam.
Then I have Billy Madison, where I think it's Steve Buscemi, pops up in the inn and shoots the guy. Maybe in the ass? I don't remember.
Because he might be an ass man.
Yeah.
Burm, burm.
And then I have True Romance, where Christian Slater gets shot in the eye. Those are my honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions are Kill William. And then I have Nobody. I'm sure somebody there gets shot. And then I have Punisher Warzone. Because again, I'm sure somebody in there gets shot and they're fine. And then I have Predator 2. Because I think the Predator gets shot and then he goes into some old lady's bathroom. Then puts like some drywall on his fucking bullet wounds. That happened.
Bar with bulletproof vests or something.
Yeah. And then I have Race War the Remake. Because he got shot with a meatball. And that didn't kill him. So there are my honorable mentions. Joe, number 10.
Number 10, I have The Godfather. Because they shoot The Godfather, they don't kill him.
I have The Greasy Strangler. Because Big Ronnie and Big Braden get shot. But it was a dream. Number 9.
Number 9, I have Ronin. Robert De Niro gets shot, but it doesn't kill him. They operate on him, take that bullet out.
The operation kills him because they use the fucking dirty scalpel.
It's unsanitary shit.
Fucking prick. I have Machete Kills. I forget who it was. Someone gets shot in here and walks away. Probably a Mexican, if I'd have to guess.
Yeah.
Because the whites ain't walking away in these movies, that's for sure.
Or should they?
Mm-mm. Number 8.
At number 8, I have Training Day. Denzel Washington gets shot in the ass.
Because he's an ass man. Burp, burp. I have big dollar sign hustlers. Because Mr. J gets shot. And then at his funeral, he pops up and says the Wicklin clouds will never die. And starts shooting up the church. Yep.
Yeah.
Number seven,
I have X2 because they shoot Wolverine in the head. He doesn't die.
My number seven is Original Gangsters because they shoot Mr. Bookman, but he doesn't die. I don't think he did. Otherwise, there would have been a lot more hell to pay.
I guess so.
Number six.
At number six, I've got Machete. Because they shoot Luz in the eye. And then she comes back with an eye patch.
And then her name is...
Got an old one eye.
I have Jack Frost because I'm pretty sure they shoot Jack Frost and it doesn't kill him. Number five,
I have Kill William because they shot the bride, but it didn't kill her.
My number five is Machete, or whatever the fuck you said. Because they shoot all fucking Fast and Furious, and then she turns into sheep.
She, like shit, but a sheep. Yeah.
You got it. It's clever, right?
Yes.
Number four.
At number four, I have Die Hard. They shoot him in the shoulder, but he doesn't die.
Cause he's a shoulder man. Bam, bam. I have Day of the Dead because I'm pretty sure Bub shoots whatever the fuck his name is, and that doesn't kill him, but the zombies ripping him apart does.
Calvin,
yes. Mr. Hobbs. Yes. Number
Mr.
three.
Tibbs,
I remember her.
Yeah. Number three, I have Lethal Weapon. They shoot Mel Gibson, but he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
I have Sin City because they shot the yellow bastard in the dick.
That yellow bastard.
Fucking dickless fuck. Number two,
I have Dread. Because they shoot Judge Anderson, but she's wearing body armor. So it didn't kill her.
Thank fuck. My number two is From Dusk Till Dawn. So Quentin gets shot in the hand. It doesn't die. Number one, Joe.
Number one. Death Wish 3.
Fuck.
What's his name? Casey? Creasy? He shoots the gang leader. But the gang leader was wearing a bulletproof vest. And doesn't die. So he pulls out a rocket launcher and shoots him.
Oh, that crazy! I tell you what.
Fucking movie.
My number one, come as no surprise, is Orgasmo. Everybody gets shot with the Orgasmo rage, and all they do is come in their pants. All
right, they shoot their load.
They do. Everyone's getting shot up in this kind of thing. Nobody's underwear is safe.
Yeah, all them little babies die, though.
Joe, what the fuck is we gonna do next week and shit?
We're gonna do movies about games.
What?
Games.
I think we already did that.
If they're playing a game in the movie.
Okay.
That's fine.
Jumanji. Oh, that sounds nice, right?
Yep.
At least it's a very wet cough.
You got a heater in the shed?
I do.
The mask shed? Good.
I do. I haven't been using it, even though I was out there all day working today. When I should have been.
Turn that shit on tomorrow.
Yeah. Here's the hoping I make it tomorrow.
Or
fucking be in there.
Do something that I wouldn't do. Take a day off and fucking rest.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to, but I would just be like, I did today, I was like, you get the fuck in there. So I'll be in there tomorrow.
That old train just gotta keep rolling.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's true.
So, Joe, that's fucking it. We got out of here in under an hour.
Which is a rarity.
Rare, yeah.
It's a rarity. So thank you guys for listening. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. Sorry I wasn't acknowledging most of you this time, but thanks.
Because you know what's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, boygob.com. I'll put the audio from last week and today's or tonight's up tomorrow. Definitely not going to do it tonight, but I will do it tomorrow. And dwnproductions.net. Nothing there that I would want you to buy, but if you do need to buy something, you're probably not going to get it until the end of January. But that's okay. There's fucking, I got pictures of shit you can look at. Go buy a copy of Fisted. Fuck it. We talked about Frailty earlier. That was a fucking inspiration for one of the inspirations for Fisted. And we even mentioned the fucking movie in the fucking movie because it might be a blatant ripoff. I don't know. So go to dwnproductions.net and get Fisted. And then you can head on over to Fast Custom Shirts and pick up your official fucking Boy God shirt. I don't know why you wouldn't. You're watching or listening to this fucking shit. So just buy the fucking shirt. We'll be buying Joe and I each a fucking beer. So do that, or they can get whatever. What else kind of shirts can they fucking get there?
Well, as I said, like the last couple of weeks, I really don't feel like fucking working. I don't have any passion for shit right now. But we just had to buy a car, so go over to Fast Custom Shirts and pick up some fucking shirts and help me recoup all the savings that I spent.
And there just might be a new limited edition podcast shirt next week, if not definitely in the next 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So again, thank you, all that shit. Tune in next week for our fucking 7th anal Christmas spooktacular. And until next time, Boy God.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter. Feeling that it's all a lot of oysters, but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.